This section of Cesar Chavez Drive, or South 16th Street in Milwaukee, is one of the most heavily traveled streets in the state. John Bartkowski is president of the 16th Street Community Health Center. He says the air pollutants from all the vehicles contribute to the growing number of local asthma cases. He says there should be more monitoring of when the air gets bad,
so that we can alert patients prior to them getting an exacerbation and maybe having to go to the hospital.
Bartkowski says the surrounding neighborhood, made up mostly of low-income Latinos, is one of the most densely populated census tracts in Wisconsin. He says there's been some progress reducing lead paint poisoning in the neighborhood, so Bartkowski says why not reduce asthma too? The argument to step up environmental protections in low-income communities is also voiced by Tommy Parker of the Milwaukee Office of the Forest Service. But Parker says connecting with the poor on environmental issues is a challenge.
We have to understand that they have legitimate reasons for not wanting to put a lot of energy into this. And because of that, we have to be diligent in taking that message to them, letting them see that there is a need for you to become involved.
Parker, Bartkowski, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, and others met with high school students last Friday in Milwaukee in hopes more urban youth will get involved in green-related jobs and causes. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.